Personnel Administration Legislation Committee, Monday, January 28th, 2019.
Legislative Committee meeting for today, January the 28th. First item that we have is legislative update from the feds.
Hi, good afternoon. You have Patrick on the line. Emily should be joining us shortly. She's coming back from the Hill. A lot has happened since we spoke right before the MLK holiday, but the House and Senate are in session this week. It will be a short week this week in the House as no votes are scheduled on Thursday or Friday. However, this is the first week of the 116th Congress that the government is funded, and as a result, there will be a focus on other legislative items. The House will focus this week on several non-controversial bills under suspension of the rules. The Senate will vote on S-1. It's a package of bills related to the Middle East. Part of that legislation includes a provision that would allow U.S. state and local governments to adopt and enforce measures against entities or contractors that engage in the boycott, divestment, or sanctions activity targeting Israel. So that was a pretty big issue prior to the CR being passed, where Democrats were not voting for it to be taken up on the floor. But that'll be taken up this week. The House Judiciary Committee plans to hold a hearing tomorrow on H.R. 1 for the People Act. It's the House Democrats' ethics package that's intended to undo some of the campaign finance rulings in recent years, along with addressing gerrymandering, voting rights, some election security legislation, and then some issues with the Federal Election Commission. As we've reported in the past, the bill will likely pass the House, but it will not go far in the Senate, as Majority Leader McConnell has stated the bill is dead on arrival once it comes to the Senate. We also expect the House Energy and Commerce Committee to begin holding hearings within the next couple weeks on issues like climate change, the Affordable Care Act and pre-existing conditions, as well as oversight of family separations at the U.S.-Mexico border. In terms of FY19 appropriations, after the President signed the three-week continuing resolution on Friday evening, which ended the longest government shutdown, the 35 days. Negotiations will now begin in earnest as members kind of try to come to an agreement over border security funding before the next deadline of February 15th. We expect the first formal meeting of that conference committee that's going to debate the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill. Their first formal meeting will be on Wednesday. The House and Senate over the weekend named 17 total conferees for the conference committee, and one of those conferees is Representative Barbara Lee, so she'll have a say in the conference negotiations going forward over the next 3 weeks. Emily's here, and she'll give a couple updates on a few other things.
Yeah, as far as federal employee back pay, I know there's been lots of questions there in terms of timing. Part of the CR that was signed into law on Friday does include the back pay. It depends on agency, but what we've been hearing is that pretty much every agency workers will receive their back pay by Friday this week, starting as soon as tomorrow, but it seems like most folks will receive it on Thursday. Just wanted to make a note there. And then also, people have been asking about federal contractors, and there are a couple bills out there. House Democrats have one, H.R. 339. Both Rep. Connor and Lee have signed on, which would guarantee back pay for federal contractors. Senate Dems also introduced one last week, and both Feinstein and Harris are on, but honestly, I don't think those are going to move. And so, I mean, it's a shame, but we don't expect those contractors to receive their back pay. And then TANF extension, that was kind of one bright piece of information last week. H.R. 430 was signed into law by President Trump on Thursday afternoon. It extends the law through June 30th, 2019, not as as far as we were hoping, but at least it gets us 6 months. The House passed the bill in mid-January, and the Senate passed it last week, both on voice vote, so it went pretty quickly. Also this week, I think we had mentioned last week that the Attorney General hearing had taken place in Senate Judiciary. That vote is scheduled for tomorrow, although there's talk that it could be delayed a week. But as of now, it's scheduled for tomorrow.
It's scheduled for tomorrow, but under committee rules, they could delay it up to a week. So it'll likely be taken up in committee the week of February 4th. And then they are hoping to have it on the Senate floor the week of February 11th.
And that's the report for this week.
Okay, thank you very much. Did anyone need any clarifications, or are there questions or comments? And so we don't need to take up HR 430 because they've already taken it up, so that's all. Thank you. State legislative update.
Yes, so very briefly, talking about the shutdown, as you know, many Californians and many of your constituents were deeply impacted, both with the SNAP program as well as on their housing, and individuals who just couldn't quite frankly pay their rent. So our both our governor in California and our legislative leadership has worked diligently to ensure that those federal workers were able to continue to meet those payments, whether it's through unemployment insurance they were eligible for. Governor Newsom highlighted that in his budget. Additionally, trying to ensure that there was enough on the SNAP program to get us through till March 1st, with the February 15th deadline looming, both on the federal worker side as well as individuals who are dependent upon those programs. We'll have to see what that looks like. But again, both the governor's office as well as our legislative leadership are committed to ensuring that we provide the safety net that is necessary for those individuals. So we'll continue to work with your staff and update as appropriate. Additionally, Governor Newsom continues to roll out his appointments. He's moved pretty quickly. One appointment of note is the first ever Surgeon General for California, Dr. Nadine Burke Harris. We're very excited to have her. She's going to focus on combating the root causes of serious health conditions for children and look at early childhood trauma and how that impacts them. So I think that's going to be, you know, along the lines of what he promised, both running for governor as well as in his budget, and I'm sure we'll hear that when he does the State of the State as well. Some additional appointments are Chris Perry, Deputy Secretary of California Health and Human Services Agency for Early Childhood Development and Senior Advisor to Governor on Implementation of Early Childhood Development. And I understand that she comes out of your area, so we're excited to be working with her as she gets settled in. He also is appointing members to the Commission on the Catastrophic Wildfire Cost and Recovery. This commission was created last year after the Sonoma County wildfires. A conference committee was convened in the legislature. SB 901 by Senator Bill Dodd was ultimately adopted, created this commission to look at ensuring that we don't continue to have these wildfires and how do we combat them. Tomorrow will be day 15 for PG&E to determine whether or not they're going to go into Chapter 11 and what that looks like. CSAC briefly spoke about it this morning. More to come, we suspect. We'll see what that looks like. They did say that the lawsuits filed with the Sonoma County for the 2017 and 18 fires will not be impacted in terms of those lawsuits, so I think they're trying to exempt those, but we'll see ultimately how that all plays out. Another item of note is Governor Newsom's released a juvenile justice reform proposal. He's trying to ensure that juveniles are rehabilitated. They're not put into the juvenile justice system in a way that just creates ongoing recidivism as they age out of the system, become adults, et cetera. So we're optimistic that they'll finally reform the JJ system. There's been efforts over the years to no avail. So hopefully this initiative, again, with the governor's budget year plus three moving forward, will have some long-term impact on our juveniles as they're going into the system and provide them with a better safety net and set of resources to provide for themselves as they move into adulthood. One, not a big surprise, I think, for, you know, the insiders, but a surprise is the Democratic Party accepted a new member, Assemblyman Brian Mainstream out of San Diego, fairly moderate when he was on the San Diego City Council. He created the Homeless Commission. Very good on social service issues over the years. So he changed from Republican to Democrat. Having barely won his assembly seat, was actually the last seat called. It was called after he was sworn into office that evening. He just felt that his ideologues were more aligned to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party was very helpful when he was running for his assembly seat. They could have very easily have not worked with him, but they chose to stay silent, caught a lot of flack for it locally. But in any event, he's now on the Democratic team, and they're very happy to have him. So briefly, some upcoming important dates that you need to be aware of. Today at 4 o'clock is the UCC board meeting by teleconference. They're going to talk about the executive director, Jelena, is her departure as of February 8th. That will be a closed session, so we will not be able to participate in that, but we'll be participating in the rest of it. February 29th, the Assembly Budget Committee will be having their overview, similar to what the Senate did last week with the Department of Finance and the Legislative Analyst Office. And finally, February 22nd is the deadline for bills to be introduced. The council deadline was last Friday at 5, so but there aren't a lot of bills that have been introduced to date. We are keeping your staff updated and working with them, but we expect an onslaught as we get closer to the February 22nd deadline.
Is that it?
That's it. Any questions?
Okay. I'm normally on the UCC call, so I'll be on the one today. I was on the one last week.
Perfect.
On this, so I'll be there. Yes. Amy?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. We have a number of requests. AB 143, Quirk Silva Shelter Crisis Homeless Shelter. And there's a recommendation to amend to co-sponsor and support. And that's from the Alameda County Homeless Council. I don't know if anybody needs to say anything or feel compelled to say anything, but we will amend it to co-sponsor and support, unless there's any objection. 2019-2020 Alameda County Legislative Platform. I want to say a big thank you to all the staff that's been working on this. And I know we sent out a number of notices there early on and let everybody know what the deadlines were, the time frames were, in order to come up with our county legislative platform. And same thing with the county priorities for 2019. Unless there's some comment regarding the support and recommend to the full board for adoption, we will move forward with that. Any questions, comments? Okay. County priorities for 2019, same speech. Just rewind, push play. Okay. All right. Public comment. I appreciate everybody's attendance. This is great attendance and attentiveness to every spoken word from Washington and Sacramento, as well as in the room. With that, I want to say thanks to you guys online, and we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.